Now it's time for the
1, 2, 2
up on the upswing.
Trick or treat all over the area on Sunday, but it's kind of heartening to see that a lot of communities are moving towards the actual Halloween date for trick or treating. I saw, you know, we got Brookfield, Kenosha, other markets are saying, all right, we're going to have trick or treating on the actual day, the 31st. So I wanted to dive into some of the money spent on the holiday. And obviously, it's a whole lot more than trick-or-treat. Lately, Halloween has become one big treat for business. Consumers spending an estimated $11.6 billion on this one-day holiday that seemingly has become two weekends. Roughly the same amount of money that Americans spend on children's books each year. It's a massive amount of spending. And it's interesting, you know, you hear the ups and downs of the economy, but consumers continue to spend. It's actually half the amount spent annually on dental care for children under the age of 17. So, hey, let's have a bunch of candy, but let's continue to look at the dental spending too. But really interesting, you know, because not everyone observes the holiday, but the federation that kind of looks at the dollars spent says the typical person celebrating will spend $104 on Halloween. Another place where a lot of cash is being spent, obviously, politics. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to Chris Terry from the Hubbard School of Journalism and Mass Communications at the University of Minnesota. Chris actually lives in Milwaukee and is an expert on political advertising and spend, so we'll get his analysis tomorrow. But the U.S. election is likely to be the most expensive ever, with an estimated $15.9 billion in spending on all federal races, eclipsing the $15.1 billion in 2020. This according to Open Secrets, the nonpartisan group that tracks campaign spending. So if you adjust for inflation, this election is slightly cheaper than 2020, but both contests are nearly double what the 2016 race costs and triple what elections used to cost in the early 2000s, even adjusted for price hikes since then. Of course, you know, you look back to the 1890s, former Senator Mark Hanna, who ran William McKinley's presidential campaign, famously said, "There are two things that are important in politics. The first is money, and I can't remember what the second one is."